Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. We have something excellent planned for you on tonight, which we're going to go into Deuteronomy 28, and we're going to allow the unction of the Spirit to lead us through a few verses, and I'm going to give you a synopsis and what the Lord has given. Then I'm going to have some announcements. Then I'm going to bid you a great night, and later on I will have a video. Amen. A video. So thank you so much for joining. We actually have 300 individuals on the line. Be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that the AlfredaLoveShow.com is on, and be sure to continue to tune in to AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and this is through the Watchtower, and it says, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully," he didn't just throw something together, but "he skillfully made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his loyal love endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his loyal love endures forever." I have read to you, Watchtower, Psalms 136. Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us. We were able to get up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. We ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask that we continue to be a beacon and a light unto you, Heavenly Father, to magnify and glorify who you are. Heavenly Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every person who is on this line and those who are coming and those who will come later. We ask for something to be said or done that will edify and magnify who you are. Now, Lord, as we prepare to go higher in you, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you decrease us and increase who you are, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and everything you've done in our lives and the things that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And just kind of ignore these particular messages because my computer is actually updating. And so that's okay. Okay. All right. So now we're going to go ahead and listen to Sister Juanita Bynum. You are great. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then after which, we're going to go to Deuteronomy 28. So if you want to get your Bibles out and turn to Deuteronomy 28, we're going to explore that for a little bit, and we're going to make it applicable, amen, to our lives. God is speaking to us personally on tonight, and God wants us to be obedient unto his word. And when we're obedient to the word of God, then great things begin to happen, and we're continuing to walk into the will of God. There is a blessing in obedience. That's the ministry on tonight. There is a blessing in your obedience unto God. You are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. This is Sister Juanita Bynum. You are great.
You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift
Amen. That was Sister Juanita Bynum. You are great, and we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I want to welcome each and every one of you back. I see, wow, 400 individuals on the line tonight. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Deuteronomy 28, this is actually in the New King James Version. And we're just going to listen to the voice of God, and I'm going to give you the revelation of God as God has given it to me. God is going to allow us to read a few chapters. And as I was meditating, when Sister Juanita Bynum was singing, God was speaking and said to make sure that we highlight the blessings and obedience, and that we look at the curses on disobedience. And so God says it's basically the opposite. So we're going to look at blessings on obedience first. First of all, I want you to write down the word obedience, or think about the word obedience. The word obedience, what does that mean in your life? Many of you will think about your parents, being obedient unto your parents. When your parents ask you to do something, when you was a child, they asked you to clean your room, you say yes ma'am, or you say yes sir, and you did it. When you become older, being obedient, you know the expectations, you know what you're supposed to do. That's being obedient. When we talk about the word of God, the spirituality of God, God has called you to do something. We spoke about that. God has called you to minister. He's called you to be an evangelist. He's called you to be a leader. And God says that not accepting or rejecting his call is disobedience. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But obedience means a yes. God is speaking. He says obedience means a sacrifice. He says obedience means compliance. Obedience means, when we talk about obedience in the spiritual realm, we're talking about an approach to the kingdom, and God is going to explain that, an approach to the kingdom. So let's dissect obedience first of all. Everybody knows what the word yes means. The word yes is a very positive word. It means yes. When you say yes to God, then you're saying, yes, God, I'm going to follow you. If someone asks you to do something and you say yes, that means that the task is going to get completed. When you make a sacrifice, God is saying sometimes in our obedience unto God, whether it's ministry, whatever God is asking us to do, we have to sacrifice something. When we talk about, for instance, the ministry, you may have to sacrifice some of your leisure time to study the word of God. God says in obedience there's always a sacrifice, and he shows a picture when he went to the cross. God says that he could have been going about healing individuals, but he went to the cross. He made a sacrifice so that we may have eternal life. And so in this Christian walk, expect a sacrifice. Expect to give up something of the world in order to gain your spirituality. God says, what profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and lose their soul? So we must sacrifice something. Then God speaks about compliance. Compliance is very akin to the yes aspect. When you comply to something, you're doing it because you know that you are supposed to do it. God calls it, he says it's accountability. When God has called you to minister, when he's called you to do something within the world in order to edify and magnify him, you do it because you know it's right. God says that when we talk about being able to discern between what God is saying and what the world is saying, he says you comply because you know it's right. He says if you know something is wrong and you refuse to go along with the wrong, he says you're in compliance with God. And being in compliance with God means that it may not always be the most popular thing, but you know that it's the right thing. And so God says with this compliance, he says compliance does not necessarily mean that for us as humans that we want to do it. He says, but when we already have said yes to God, do you see how this is working? We've already sacrificed something of the world in order to come to God. God says we immediately become in compliance with him. Amen. He says because everything that we do is not always popular, especially when God commands us to do it. He says, so compliance is a positive. Then he talks about the approach to the kingdom. When we talk about the approach to the kingdom, God says each and every day we're trying to become closer and closer to God. And in doing so and in being obedient, God says, we begin to read the word of God. That's how we become close. We begin to pray. When I say pray at 3 o'clock, amen, that is an intentional prayer. Now, throughout the day, you can say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So approaching the kingdom, God says, that is obedience. When we work toward the kingdom, when we're doing mission work for God. So that's what obedience means. So it means yes. You said yes to God. You gave up something of the world. You gave up some of your time so you can spend time with God. You can read the Bible. You're compliant. You know that it's not always popular, but you have to go with what's right because you've already said yes to God. It's a commitment. God is speaking. Then we talk about the approach of the kingdom. God says each and every day we're getting closer to him. So that's obedience. But we're going to talk about a little bit the blessings on obedience. And we're going to start with 28, verse 1, and it reads, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." That was 28, 1 and 2. That was 28, 1 and 2. Now, when we look at these things, we want to look at different words that basically describe what is going on. Okay? So the first word that we want to look at is, give me just a second, I have to take this call, praise God. Look at 28. I have to take care of these calls. I have some people who are calling me. Amen, praise God. All right, 28. When we look at these particular words, we want to highlight diligently. That's the first word, diligently, okay? The second word we want to highlight is voice, okay? The third word we want to highlight is commandments, okay? And then we want to highlight blessings, and we want to highlight you, okay? All right. Now, the word diligently, when we obey God diligently, amen, that means that we're faithful to God, amen. That means that when we obey God diligently, we're going to do it no matter what. We're going to obey the laws of God no matter what, amen. We're going to show care, we're going to show consciousness, and we're going to make sure that we're very meticulous about obeying the word of God. That goes back to the compliance. When you know that it may be unpopular for you to stick to what's right, you're still compliant with God, so we diligently obey regardless. God says, when you diligently obey, he says, there is a blessing. That's a key word in verse 1. When we diligently obey God, God says we diligently do this. We meticulously, we do this on purpose. God says there is a blessing. He says because you sacrifice something, God is going to add it unto you. And I want to say this. I want you to think about this verse. When God says that all these things will be added unto you, God is speaking about when we sacrifice something, when we give up some things of the world in order to follow Jesus and diligently obey God, amen, then there is a blessing there because when we get rid of some of this worldly stuff, God puts spirituality in us. He gives us the overflow. So diligent is very important. There is a blessing in being diligent. Then God speaks about the voice. He says, my sheep hear my voice in a stranger, or my sheep know my voice in a stranger, will they not entertain? You have to be savvy on the voices that you listen to. Everybody who's speaking in your ear is not of God. Everything that you hear is not from God. God speaks about the false prophecy and the true prophecy. He says the discernment, or how you know, is studying the word, studying to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightfully divided in the truth. You have to be careful about the voice that you hear, as I said before, because every voice is not of God. This goes back to the approach to the kingdom that we talked about. We talk about the approach to the kingdom. Every voice that tells you, you know, something that God said concerning your life, you're going to have to pray for that. Prophets, when we talk about prophecy, prophets only affirm what God has already said. There is nothing new. They affirm what God has said unto you. Now, sometimes, and the reason why we need to diligently be obedient and we need to know the voice of God, sometimes we're too busy. We don't sacrifice enough time with God, so God, we don't hear from God. God is speaking to us, but our ears are mute. And so God says that we must know the voice of God. We must know if someone comes and tells us God says something concerning our lives, we must know it's from God. How do you know? Because we study, because we spend time with God diligently. We're seeking God, and we're listening to the voice of God. There is a blessing in being diligent, and there is a blessing in hearing the voice of God. Then in this particular context, we hear about the word commandments. We know the commandments, and I'm going to let you read the commandments for yourself. But understanding each and every one of the commandments and obeying those commandments, there is a blessing there. Basically, what God is saying is he commands us to love one another. Amen. He commands us not to have any other gods before him. And so God is speaking. He said, that's your checklist. Put your checklist. That's your checklist on a daily basis, which illustrates if you're being obedient to God or not. He says, besides the voice and besides diligently obeying our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the commandments are a checklist to make sure that we are in compliance with the obedience of God. Then the next word is blessings. Everyone wants a blessing, but God says that the labor is plenteous. There is much to do out here, but the workers are few. God says, if you want a blessing and if you want God to pour out a blessing where you won't have enough room to receive, then you're going to have to work in the fields. We're going to have to be obedient and diligently obey the Lord. We're going to have to listen to the Lord, and we're going to have to follow his commandments. When he talks about the blessings, he says, blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Did you hear what I said? And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord. God says that blessings are favor. When we talk about the favor of God, God is speaking about those who are obedient unto him. He says, I am your shepherd, you shall not want. And we say, the Lord is, Jehovah is my shepherd, and I shall not want. God said, that's basically what blessings are. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. Amen. So blessings. God says if we want blessings, he says there's plenty to do, but there are few who would like to do it. And so you have to be diligently obeying God. You have to listen to the voice of God, follow the commandments, and you have to get out and do the work of God. Then he makes it personal. He says, because you, say your name, because you obey the voice of the Lord, these blessings shall come upon you. Not only are we speaking about the blessings, but we as individuals must diligently obey God. We must listen to the voice of God, and we must make sure that we're following the commandments, which is the blueprint, on a daily basis, so that we can receive the blessings and favor of God. Amen? Amen. So obedience, saying yes, making a sacrifice, being in compliance and approaching the kingdom. Next, we're going to go to 3 and 4. Blessed shall you be in the city. and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed, shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of the cattle, and the offsprings of your flock. God is going to utilize two words. God says, when he talks about blessed in the city and the country, God is talking about your outer spirit. When he talks about blessed the fruit of your body and the produce of your ground and the increase of your herds, God is talking about the inner. Okay? When we talk about the outer spirit, because I don't want you to think that we're only talking about the city and the country. Are we just talking about the fruit of the body, the children? Are we talking about cattle? God is saying that is a visual requirement for people to understand the powerfulness of who God is. And so when we talk about those things, we're talking about the outer spirit and the inner spirit. Let me explain that. I'm looking for a plug to plug in my phone here. But when we talk about that, we're talking about the outer spirit and we're talking about the inner spirit. So let's go ahead and dissect the outer spirit. And the outer spirit basically illustrates the fact that blessed shall you be in the city and in the country. When we talk about the outer spirit, we're talking about the outside appearance, your disposition. When we are obedient unto God, God says something on the outside begins to change. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. And so he talks about the change in the outer man. He says, you will be blessed in the city, and blessed you shall be in the country. Amen? Blessed in the city, blessed in the country. So that means that your this whole disposition about God changes. When you go different places, you're diligently obeying God. You're listening to the voice of God, the commandments, and you're being blessed by God. And so your outer spirit, right, is conducive to a prosperous or to prosperity for you because you are a new creature. You are covered by the favor of God. So you're going to be blessed going in the city and you're going to be blessed in the country as well because you are a new creature. The outer part of you, amen, is a connection to the favor of God. So everywhere you go, every place that you're able to travel in the city and in the country, God says, you shall be blessed, evangelist. You shall be blessed, pastor. You shall be blessed. You shall be blessed, preacher. You shall be blessed, nurse. You shall be blessed, doctor. Wherever you go, God says, your outer spirit, you will be blessed. Then he goes on to talk about the inner spirit, the fruit of your body, and the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of the cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. We all know that we're talking about the fruit, and we're talking about how the cattle will be increased. But God is talking about the inner person, the inner spirit, in which your soul will be renewed. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. But your soul, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So whatever you're thinking, you can't help but to have a disposition that is greater on the outside, where everywhere you go, you will find favor. That's why you're blessed in the city and the country. So God says the inner part of you, he says that will be an increase of faith. And because you have more faith and because you have more courage and because you're making sacrifices for God, he says everywhere you go, you will see an increase. You will see an increase in your joy, an increase in your happiness, an increase in your spirituality, an increase in spending time with God. And because of those things, when your inner and outer spirit is unified, God says that you can expect the increase and you can expect to be blessed. Everything that you touch will be blessed because it's already anointed by God. You are covered by the favor of God. So the analogy that is utilized in the Bible is only a visual representation of an increase. When we talk about the fruit of the body and the produce of your ground and the increase of your herds, because God says that he is your shepherd, you shall not want. So God says when you run out of things, he will steady supply all of your needs, all of our needs according to our riches. So he talks about the outer and the inner spirit must be one. It must be unified, because whatever is on the inside is going to come out on the outside. And so when we are obedient and when we hear the voice of God and the commandments and all those things are coupled together, then we're blessed. And so our outer and inner spirit is at one. We're at peace. And so therefore God can work on us and continue to work on us so that we can receive the increase. Whew. Okay. And so that's basically what God wanted us to know about being obedient unto him. Amen. And God says that when we, anytime that we say yes to God, and we talked about this, he says we're going to have to sacrifice the enemies of the world, which means that they're going to be individuals who are also just as in love with Satan as we are with God. And he says the Lord, where is it at, will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. God says at the sound of his name, he says demons begin to tremble. And so one of the things that God does not want us to focus on are individuals who or against God, because God says you pray for your enemies and you bless those who despitefully misuse you without a cause. And so God says that here, when we're obedient unto God, God says the commandment, one of the commandments that he takes us back to is love thy neighbor as thyself. And so God says that with the enemies and with individuals who are really working for Satan, he says you pray for those individuals and God will the rest. We're not going to tarry too long with that topic because God takes care of all that. Now we're going to talk about disobedience for a little bit. And God speaks about, he says, this is the opposite. So if we're not diligently seeking God, if we're listening to another voice beside God, if we're not keeping the commandments, then God says, but it shall come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city and cursed shall you be in the country. God says that with this particular thing, your outer spirit is not at peace. Everywhere you go, there's always trouble. You're causing trouble. We're causing trouble everywhere we go because our outer spirit has not been with God. It has been with Satan or the demonic spirits. And so your outer spirit, everywhere you go, you're not being productive as far as we don't have the covering of God. And so, of course, your inner soul is also fighting against the spirit of God. And so you're tired. It's a losing battle, and you're always angry. And God said it's not unified, and God does not function in chaotic measures. So God says that if we refuse to do this, if we refuse to follow God and his commandments, then when we go in the city and the country and when we look at the fruit of the body and the produce of the land and all of those great things, God says that those things will be diminished, will be taken away because we are no longer working for God, but working for Satan. And God says that when we talk about the fields, the kingdom work, he says when we're working for God, he says we have a plenty of sheep, right? He says, because my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger will they not entertain. He said the sheep are all together, but when you're working for Satan, he says people become hot and cold. And God says there's neither hot nor cold. Some people are on the fence. And so God says that people begin to scatter. When we talk about the enemies, when we talk about those who are working for Satan, they begin to scatter and they begin to be a discord. And they begin to come and go to and fro just like Satan. And you can't keep them herded up. And so when your soul is split, your outer soul and your inner soul is split, God says you can't be productive, you can't be at peace, and you can't receive, you're unable to receive those particular things that God has promised because we're disobedient, because we're separated from God. Our spirits, our souls are separated. And God says that when he has sheep, he says he's constantly going to bring his sheep unto him. But Satan goes to and fro. He's inconsistent. He doesn't have sheep, right? Satan had demonic spirits and all of those particular things. And those demonic spirits, their job is not to rest. Their job is to continue to cause havoc to Christians, continue to cause trouble everywhere they go. So they don't have a place of refuge. So therefore, their outer spirit and their inner spirit is tired and always angry, and they're not diligently seeking God, and they're listening to the voice of Satan, and they're causing destruction on their own lives. So those are the curses on disobedience. So what I want you to understand is that when we make a sacrifice, amen, we're being obedient unto God, there's something that we're going to have to sacrifice for God, right? There's a time when we have to say yes to God. If God is calling you to do something, say yes to God, you know. When we talk about compliance, if you know that it's not right, then you have to comply to God. You have to think about God and comply to God. And then approaching the kingdom, what are we doing on a daily basis in order to become closer to the Word of God, in order to become closer to God? Okay? And then we talked about those components of, in the Bible, of diligently, carefully, meticulously seeking God. We're supposed to do that on a daily basis, making sure that we're diligently seeking the Word of God and obeying God. Also understanding the voice of God. You know, when we talk about the voice of God, you have to know who's speaking. You know, God is showing me, he says, in a play. You have to know when to come in. You have to know the voice dialect to utilize. You know, if something's serious, you have to have a serious voice. If something is funny, you have to have a funny voice. And so God says you have to have that discernment. By doing so, by studying the Word of God, by being obedient, by making that sacrifice, God says you know his voice. You know, and anything, you know, if someone comes and tell you something, that's alpha, that should be affirmation. That shouldn't be new information. That should be affirmation that the Lord is going to do what he promised. Then we talk about the commandments. The commandments are nothing more than checklists, basically on a daily basis, to make sure that we are in compliance with God. So if you have any doubts about, you know, well, I don't know if I'm doing right, I don't know if I'm following God, I don't know, I have no idea. Well, read the commandments. Read the Ten Commandments of what God says. Read those commandments and make sure that each day that you're diligently following those commandments. Amen. And that's how you know if you are in the will of God. Amen. That's one of the signs. Then we talk about the blessings. We all, let's be honest, we all want the blessings of God. We all want God to just be with us. We all want those blessings. And so it's very important that we continue to do the will and the work of God. Then God makes it personal. Who is he talking to? Who is Alfreda ministering to? We're ministering to anyone who's listening. Amen? Anyone who's listening, that's who we're speaking to. Then we talk about the outer and inner spirit. It has to be conjoined with God. We have to be connected with God in order to receive the prosperity and the diligence of God. We have to be, there's no reason why we shouldn't be connected with God. We have to be connected with God. It's very, very important that we are connected with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So continue to be obedient unto God. Continue to be, you know, renewed by the Spirit of God. Continue to understand who God is. Amen. Continue to understand who God is. And continue to trust and believe in God. Amen. Continue to do that. So that's it. And we're going to also, I'm going to give you a couple of announcements, okay? Let's see here. All right, I'm going to give you a couple of announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOBE. Or you can go to freetoloveshow.com, or you can go to stellargospelmusic.com and click on Love Radio. So be sure to do that. In addition to that, just make sure you continue to trust and depend on God. And gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to Facebook Alfreda Love, or you can email me, at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. In addition to that, to make sure you continue to pray for your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, as I said before, if you want to be on the ministry, if you are you have a positive message, a positive praise, anything positive, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're going to start back with the different interviews and different ministries coming on the ministry. We're going to do that as well as have the videos. So please be sure to continue to watch the page. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, check out the website, AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Check out the YouTube videos. I'm going to actually put them on my website because that seems like the place that everybody goes. YouTube website is AfridaLove, so be sure to check that out. In addition to that, if you have any events, if you have any gospel artists with new music, send it to me. Send me the announcement, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to check out Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She has a new single out. Be sure to check her out, as well as many others who are posted on my page. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avita Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.